What will you create today? Yes. You today, what will you create? This is what I'm looking at today. And though as an artist, writer, musician, we may kind of think of our creative work within that, but in all the ways that you create, whether or not you're a ditch digger, a factory worker, bread maker, poet, dreamer, artist, mom, caretaker, nurse, whatever your avocation in life, hopefully it's one that is as true to you as your spirit will allow. Yes, is so often in life is we are compelled to do things for money, for work, for our kids, and all of that. But in the midst of this is our center, our power, our creativity, our time for ourselves, the time to reflect and to wonder, the time perhaps just to sit quietly, a cup of tea, coffee, look out the window in the morning, before all the activities of the day start, all the things that compel our attention, all of that, and simply be centered, appreciating the day, wondering with the eyes of a child, wondering with our attention wide open. Creativity, not always what we write down, what we make, or what we do. I think it is the power, the quality of our attention, the awareness, as one of my favorite words from the Wolof language of West Africa, hepi, to be aware, the hepcat. In this creative space, we give ourselves to attention. What does the sky look like today? How does the air feel? How is the wind? How is the trees changing? How does our spirit feel? How are we? How is that wonderful body of ours? How is our heart and our energy? Anything we need to let go of from yesterday? This is part of that creative journey. This is the creative journey that we are engaged in. So today, your love tap messages, in the fullness of the creative spirit of who you are, you, no matter where you are in life, whatever station, no matter your occupation, how are you alive to your creative possibilities, power, and passion? Yes, how are you alive to your creative power, passion, and creativity? Yes. I hope you have a beautiful, joyful, creative day of being you.